William Morrow and Harper Audio present How to Sleep at Night, a novel by Elizabeth Harris, performed by Gabra Zachman. For Kelly. 1. Ethan sat down next to his husband at their dining room table, took his hand, and then told him something terrible. Gabe, he said, I want to run for Congress.
That's great, Angel, Gabe replied.
He was grading a stack of 10th grade history papers, and he wasn't sure how seriously to take this. Ethan had been interested in politics since they met, back when they were still routinely carded buying alcohol. Ethan was 24 at the time, working in the office of the New York State Attorney General, a vicious thug from a dynastic Democratic family. Gabe was a 21-year-old college student, and he fully believed that Ethan could become president of the United States one day, the way he believed the most beautiful theater major at his small liberal arts school would eventually win an Oscar. But life marched along. Ethan went to law school. They got married. They had a kid.
There's an open seat, Ethan continued, his gaze steady. And I had a call today with a political consultant.
Oh, maybe this was serious. Gabe could feel a ribbon of panic rising in the back of his throat.
Okay, Gabe said, drumming his thumb against the table. The guy who's held the seat for 28 years is retiring, Ethan said. It's a little south of us, but you don't have to live in the district to run for Congress, only in the state.
Gabe tried to breathe while counting to 10.
The candidates who are going to run hold useless local offices, and most people in the district have never heard of them. So if I come in with a bunch of advertising, really flood the zone, it sounds like I've got a shot.
20. Maybe he should count to 20. It's a reliably Republican district, Ethan said, standing up from his chair to pace the room, and it's going to stay that way. There it was. Ethan had always been to Gabe's right politically, and 20 years ago, when they started dating, that was fine. Gabe was so liberal there wasn't much room on his left anyway. And even when they disagreed in theory, they still rooted for the same team. They both voted for Democrats. Ethan worked for a Democrat. But over time, Ethan's views had shifted. Slowly at first, like a shadow tilting in the afternoon sun. As he became more conservative, the overlapping ground between them narrowed. Today, there was almost nothing left.
And I'd be an interesting story, Ethan continued, striding from one end of their dining room to the other.
He was 6'4", and his long legs carried him across the space in just a few quick steps.
At least a couple of news outlets will be curious about a gay Republican who used to be a Democrat. It's the future of the conservative movement, with black conservatives and gay conservatives and immigrant conservatives. This is what the Republican Party should be.
He was gesticulating now with his long fingers spread wide. Was he giving a stump speech in their dining room? Ethan noticed that Gabe wasn't speaking.
Honey? Ethan sat back down at the table. What do you think?
Gabe felt like he was trying to breathe into a plastic bag.
I'm not sure, he said slowly. Look, I won't do this if you don't want me to, Ethan said firmly. It's not just my life, I recognize that.
It's also going to put you in the spotlight. Gabe gave him a smile, the muscles of his face drawn more tightly than he would have liked.
Do you have any questions? Ethan asked. What can I tell you about how this would work?
Gabe's mind was frozen. He'd lost the ability to process language.
Think about it. I know it's a lot to absorb.
Ethan stood up and kissed the top of Gabe's head.
I'm going to go do a little work.
He disappeared into the kitchen, where Gabe heard him putting water in the kettle, readying mugs for tea. Gabe sat at their dining room table, still and silent, panicking. He took off his glasses to polish away a smudge with his shirt, and rubbed until one of the lenses popped out in his hand.
2.
Nicole was standing in her kitchen, making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for her kids. One required crunchy peanut butter and the other smooth. One liked orange marmalade and the other raspberry jam. Not
Sample complete. Ready to continue?